Test 71, Section 2, Question 19. Now, with this one, we are looking for something that violates the principle stated. And in order to violate a principle, you have to meet the if portion of the principle, but then not meet the then portion. That's the only way to violate an if-then or to make an if-then false. So, it says one should not intentionally misrepresent another person's belief unless one's purpose in doing so is to act in the interest. So, diagramming that, it would say, if you do intentionally misrepresent, then your purpose must be to act in the other person's interest. So, you have to be doing it in their interest. So, what we would need in order to violate this principle is a situation where someone intentionally misrepresents another person's views or beliefs, and doesn't do it to act in the interest. So, let's look at our answers. A says, Anne told someone that Bruce thought the Apollo missions to the moon were elaborate hoaxes, even though she knew he did not believe that. Okay, so we do have intentional misrepresentation. She did so merely to make him look ridiculous. Well, that clearly is not a purpose to act in the interest of the other person. And so this violates the principle. I would take this and run, especially because it takes a long time to eliminate the others. But let's go through them just for if there are others you liked. Claude told someone Thelma believed in extraterrestrial beings, even though he knew she believed no such thing. Okay, so that would be a situation where it is intentional misrepresentation. He did so solely to keep this other person from bothering her. Well, because it's to keep the other person from bothering her, it could be the purpose is acting in the interest of that other person. So to kind of keep her from being bothered. So B doesn't violate it. In Maria's absence, John had told people that Maria believed that university education should be free of charge. He knew that Maria would not want him to be telling people this, but he wanted these people to think highly of Maria. So first off, we don't know whether or not he's intentionally misrepresenting her beliefs. And even if he was trying to do it to act in the interest. So C doesn't work. Harvey told Josephine that he thought Josephine would someday be famous. Harvey did not really think that Josephine would ever be famous. Well, the problem is it's not intentionally misrepresenting another person's beliefs, so it can't violate the principle. And even though it says, but he also he said she would because he thought she would like him as a result. And that would give us not in the other person's interest, but he didn't misrepresent another person's views. Wanda told people that George thought Egypt is in Asia. Wanda herself knew that Egypt is in Africa, but she told people that George thought it was in Asia because she wanted people to know that George knew little about geography. The problem here is that we don't know whether George does think Egypt is in Asia or not, so we don't know whether it's misrepresenting. And so, therefore, we can't be sure that it's clearly violating the principle. And A does turn out to be our best answer.